Bruce Cameron began his writing career as a humor columnist for the Denver Rocky Mountain News. Sadly, the Rocky went out of business, but Bruce assures us that was not his fault. In addition to the beloved books, Bruce is a versatile author. The TV show, 8 Simple Rules, was based on his book, and he co-wrote a feature film, Muffintop, A Love Story, released in November of last year. Bruce's novel, A Dog's Purpose, spent 52 weeks on the New York Times bestseller list, and it's now being made into a DreamWorks film, for which Bruce and his writing partner have written the screenplay. The book's sequel, A Dog's Journey, was published in 2012. Bruce followed that with The Dogs of Christmas in 2013 and The Midnight Plan of the Repo Man in 2014. Yes, that title has a dog on the cover, too. Today, we'll speak with Bruce about his newest title, The Dog Master. Welcome, Bruce, and thanks for joining us on The Book Report.
Oh, thank you.
One reviewer has called you, and I quote, an author who understands the canine soul. How did you evolve into that guy?
You know, I didn't set out to be the dog guy, but I wrote this book, A Dog's Purpose, and it took off. And, you know, the market has a way of pushing people in a certain direction. I have always had a dog. I've always loved dogs. And my books started to show up with dogs on the cover because I always put a dog in my books, or I make the books about dogs. And that's the Dog Master, my newest book, is about dogs.
Right. What inspired you to pick up the pen and write about the prehistory of man and dog?
It really was my little dog, Tucker. I mean, he's 25 pounds of scruff, and he's afraid of plastic bags blowing in the wind, and when the UPS man rings the doorbell, he runs into the closet to bark just in case the guy wants to come in the house. He wants to make sure that he's safe in the closet, and yet he has wolf DNA in him. All dogs have wolf DNA. When I read that, I thought that I need to understand how this came together, and the more I read about it, the more preposterous it seemed that man and wolf teamed together. It happened 30,000 years ago. So that's where the Dog Master is set. 30,000 years ago, the very first dog, which was, of course, a domesticated wolf.
All right. So the book is set in, as you say, the Upper Paleolithic era. Give us some background of what was going on at that time.
30,000 years ago, it was not looking good for the human race. We were, there were fewer of us than would fill a decent-sized football stadium. Ice was coming out of the north, and when we think about the glaciers, we're not really able to even understand ice that's almost 2 miles thick coming out of the north. We were dealing with climate change on a horrendous scale. And we were forced out of the trees and out on the plains where there were animals that were fierce compared to today. We're talking about lions that are 40% bigger than today's biggest lions. They had paws the size of a man's head. There was a bear that was the size of an elephant, and it could run 45 miles an hour. These fierce creatures were roaming the plains, and they saw us as being an available meal. We were banded together in these tight, small tribes trying to survive, and another enemy we had was the wolf. The wolves were not the elusive creatures that they are today because we've hunted them. Back in the time of the Dog Master, wolves would have seen us as being an easy lunch. I realized that there must have been something absolutely extraordinary that happened for us to make friends with these mortal enemies.
How did you begin to research the book, and how long did it take you to research?
When I set out to research the Dog Master, I was totally unprepared for how different life was back then. I knew it was prehistory, and I have to say the science is amazing that so much has come from just looking at bones and dirt, basically, and that is what these people do. They look at bones and dirt and stone, and they put together theories on what it must have been like for people back then. And they were people. The characters in The Dog Master sound a little like us because they were us. They didn't have written language, but they certainly would have had language, and they would have had the same feelings we do because they were modern man, if you will. They were not any different looking. They didn't look like cave people in the car commercials. They were not like that at all.
Talk about the different peoples who inhabited the area and you wrote about in the book.
Well, I know from a lot of the research that's been done that we would have been living in tribes. Now, this is in contrast to the Neanderthal. And the Neanderthal was also on the continent at the same time we were. They were stronger, they were faster, and they had bigger brains, so they might have been smarter than we are. But we prevailed, and they did not. And we think one of the reasons is that they were probably more confined to smaller tribes. When I wrote The Dog Master, I placed it in a time of larger tribes for the humans because that's what the archaeological evidence supports. And of course, we also had this amazing, what I would call it, a disruptive technology. We had the wolf, and that really changed everything for us. So the tribes would have been in my telling of it because we don't have any written language to go back on. But I envision that there's a tribe called the Wolfen that follows the wolf, and they're very specifically focused on worshiping the wolf as a religion, and they feed the wolves, which would have been a highly unusual activity for humans because we were starving. We were highly unlikely to give food, such precious food, to the wolves. And then there's the Kindred, which is the largest of the clans, and where most of the action takes place in The Dog Master, where a man is banished for a variety of reasons, including the fact that he has a crippled leg.
We are speaking with W. Bruce Cameron on The Book Report. You know, I loved what you must consider the central question of the book. How did humans go from being preyed upon by wolves to living with them?
That was exactly the whole reason I wrote The Dog Master, was to try to get to the root of this question. Why are we friends with the wolves? What has happened that I have a little dog that sleeps in my bed at night, when if we track this back to the beginning, we would not have been able to sleep at all if we knew there were wolves out there. We would have been awake and alert. That was the turning point in our species, because once we had this wolf by our side helping us hunt, we were much more capable of survival. But it had to be an extraordinary event, because evolution is the water torture of biological processes. It takes forever. And yet, somehow, a person and a wolf came together, and that was what changed everything for us.
You're in Canada, and you're there because a movie is being based on your book, A Dog's Purpose. How are you involved, and what's it like to be there?
It's really fun to be here, to look around and say, wow, when I wrote A Dog's Purpose, I had no idea that someday I'd be standing around looking at what seems to be hundreds of people scurrying here and there, moving things and taking up lights and barking into megaphones and talking on walkie-talkies. It is really fun. My wife and I wrote the screenplay together for A Dog's Purpose, so of course we're very involved in the evolution of the book to screenplay.
And who's starring in the film?
Well, I will have to say that the stars to me are all the wonderful dogs that have been cast in this movie. These are the most wonderful animals. There's this, the dog that plays Buddy, his face is so emotive. When he's supposed to look sad, he looks sad. When he's supposed to be happy, he looks happy. Dennis Quaid and Peggy Lipton are also in the movie. Britt Robertson is in the movie. So those are some of the big name stars that you'd recognize, but I consider the stars to be the dog.
Huh. And when will we be seeing it at the movie theaters?
Well, it's not locked down, but the placeholder date is sometime in May of next year.
Hmm. Okay, we'll look forward to it. You've written other books entitled 8 Simple Rules for Dating My Teenage Daughter and Marrying My Daughter. How did these books come about?
Well, when I wrote 8 Simple Rules, which became a TV show on ABC, I had teenage daughters, and I felt like I was living in a zombie movie. I would open the door and there'd be this creature standing there that wanted to talk to my daughter, and it'd be a teenage boy, and he looked like a zombie and he smelled like a zombie and he was as responsive as a zombie. Yeah. And if I made him go away, more would come, you know. It was just, I felt like I was under siege. So I, in defense, started to mull over the fact that if dads were in charge, there would be an entirely different world going on for these young men, and I came up with 8 simple rules for dating my teenage daughter.
All right. So what's next for you?
What's next is I'm sort of on book tour for The Dog Master and would love to turn that into something like a screenplay or a TV show. So we're currently working out the details for that. And then I've got a couple books going out next year. One of them is a sequel to my mystery thriller, paranormal mystery thriller, The Midnight Plan of the Repo Man. The new one's called Repo Madness. That'll be out middle of next year. And I've also got a story, a children's book based on a dog's purpose, called Bailey's Story. There's another one called Ellie's Story, same concept. It takes one of the dogs from a dog's purpose and follows their lives.
Well, Bruce, I really enjoyed the book, and I want to thank you so much for stopping by today.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
All right. Bye, Bruce.
Bye-bye.